welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled up with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your grandmama. Go wake up your granddaddy. Go wake up your grandson. Go wake up your granddaughter. Go wake up your mommy and your daddy and let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. Oh yes, we on the air. Beaming the love of God throughout the known world. Wherever they got internet radio, we can be heard. All right, y'all. Y'all need to get on up. Let me go out here and get my roosters. That's what I just need to do. I need to get my roosters because y'all not going to get up unless y'all hear them roosters. Unless Benny, Crow, and Red wake y'all up, y'all ain't getting up. I already know it. I already know y'all ain't getting up unless Ben and Red and Crow wake y'all up. All right. Yeah. Crow, Red, Crow, wake them up. Get them out the bed, sleepy head. All right. I think they up now, roosters. Thank y'all. Let me go get a song here. This song here is called Clean Up, where I messed up the Canton Spirituals this morning. I'm going back to Mississippi, y'all. Because that's where they at. They from Mississippi. Just a couple of miles north of Jackson, Mississippi on Highway 55. You're running to Canton, Mississippi.
I made up my mind that I was going to do something about it. Let me tell you what I decided that I was going to do. I got to clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. I gotta clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. You know what I said to myself? I made up my mind, I ain't lying no more. Cause a liar and a cheater.
I gotta clean up,
yes I do,
y'all.
But I
don't you stay there. You stay right there. Now, you know what I want y'all to do? I want y'all to look, everybody, just look at somebody beside you. Say, neighbor, I love you. Say, I know you might not know me, and I might not know you, but you know what the both of us need to do?
That was the Canton Spiritual says we got to clean up what we messed up, starting our life all over again. All right, y'all, that's your song for the day. It's time to read the Bible. Time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. We'll be reading out of the book of Jeremiah. Out of the book of Jeremiah, chapter 34, chapter 35. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
While Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army, and all the kingdoms and peoples in the empire he ruled were fighting against Jerusalem and all its surrounding towns, this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord.
This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Go to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and tell him, this is what the Lord says. I am about to give this city into the hands of the king of Babylon, and he will burn it down. You will not escape from his grasp, but will surely be captured and given into his hands. You will see the king of Babylon with your own eyes, and he will speak with you face to face, and you will go to Babylon. Yet hear the Lord's promise to you, Zedekiah, king of Judah. This is what the Lord says concerning you. You will not die by the sword. You will die peacefully, as people made a funeral fire in honor of your ancestors, the former kings who preceded you. So they will make a fire in your honor and lament. Alas, Master, I myself make this promise, declares the Lord.
Then Jeremiah the prophet told all this to Zedekiah, king of Judah, in Jerusalem. While the army of the king of Babylon was fighting against Jerusalem and the other cities of Judah that were still holding out, Lachish and Azekah, these were the only fortified cities left in Judah. The word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, after King Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people in Jerusalem to proclaim freedom for the slaves. Everyone was to free their Hebrew slaves, both male and female. No one was to hold another Jew in bondage. So all the officials and people who entered into this covenant agreed that they would free their male and female slaves and no longer hold them in bondage. They agreed and set them free. But afterward, they changed their minds and took back the slaves they had freed and enslaved them again. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah.
This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I made a covenant with your ancestors when I brought them out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. I said, every seventh year, each of you must free any other Hebrews who have sold themselves to you. After they have served you 6 years, you must let them go free. Your ancestors, however, did not listen to me or pay attention to me. Recently, you repented and did what is right in my sight. Each of you proclaimed freedom to your own people. You even made a covenant before me in the house that bears my name. But now, you have turned around and profaned my name. Each of you has taken back the male and female slaves you had set free to go where they wished. You have forced them to become your slaves again. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. You have not obeyed me. You have not proclaimed freedom to your own people. So I now proclaim freedom for you, declares the Lord. Freedom to fall by the sword, plague, and famine. I will make you abhorrent to all the kingdoms of the earth. Those who have violated my covenant and have not fulfilled the terms of the covenant they made before me, I will treat like the calf they cut in two and then walked between its pieces. The leaders of Judah and Jerusalem, the court officials, the priests, and all the people of the land who walked between the pieces of the calf, I will deliver into the hands of their enemies who seek their lives. Their dead bodies will become food for the birds and the wild animals. I will deliver Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his officials into the hands of their enemies who seek their lives, to the army of the king of Babylon, which has withdrawn from you. I am going to give the order, declares the Lord, and I will bring them back to this city. They will fight against it, take it, and burn it down. And I will lay waste the towns of Judah, so no one can live there.
The word.
You are always righteous, Lord, when I bring a case before you. Yet I would speak. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord during the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah.
Go to the Rechabite family and invite them to come to one of the side rooms of the house of the Lord and give them wine to drink.
So I went to get Jaazaniah, son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah and his brothers, and all his sons, the whole family of the Rechabites. I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the room of the sons of Hanan, son of Igdaliah, the man of God. It was next to the room of the officials, which was over that of Maaseiah, son of Shallum, the doorkeeper. Then I set bowls full of wine and some cups before the members of the Rechabite family and said to them, drink some wine. But they replied,
we do not drink wine, because our ancestor Jehonadab, son of Rechab, gave us this command. Neither you nor your descendants must ever drink wine. Also, you must never build houses, sow seed, or plant vineyards. You must never have any of these things, but must always live in tents. Then you will live a long time in the land where you are nomads. We have obeyed everything our ancestor Jehonadab, son of Rechab, commanded us. Neither we, nor our wives, nor our sons and daughters have ever drunk wine, or built houses to live in, or had vineyards, fields, or crops. We have lived in tents, and have fully obeyed everything our ancestor Jehonadab commanded us. But when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, invaded this land, we said, come, we must go to Jerusalem to escape the Babylonian and Aramean armies. So we have remained in Jerusalem.
Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying,
this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Go and tell the people of Judah and those living in Jerusalem, will you not learn a lesson and obey my words? Declares the Lord. Jehonadab, son of Rechab, ordered his descendants not to drink wine, and this command has been kept. To this day they do not drink wine, because they obey their ancestors' command. But I have spoken to you again and again, yet you have not obeyed me. Again and again I sent all my servants, the prophets, to you. They said,
each of you
must turn from your wicked ways and reform your actions. Do not follow other gods to serve them. Then you will live in the land I have given to you and your ancestors.
But you have not paid attention or listened to me. The descendants of Jehonadab, son of Rechab, have carried out the command their ancestor gave them. But these people have not obeyed me. Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Listen, I am going to bring on Judah and on everyone living in Jerusalem every disaster I pronounced against them. I spoke to them, but they did not listen. I called to them, but they did not answer.
Then Jeremiah said to the family of the Rechabites,
"This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says.
You have obeyed the command of your ancestor Jehonadab and have followed all his instructions and have done everything he ordered.
Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says.
Jehonadab, son of Rechab, will never fail to have a descendant to serve me."
In the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord.
"Take a scroll and write on it all the words I have spoken to you concerning Israel, Judah, and all the other nations from the time I began speaking to you in the reign of Josiah till now. Perhaps when the people of Judah hear about every disaster I plan to inflict on them, they will each turn from their wicked ways. Then I will forgive their wickedness and their sin."
So Jeremiah called Baruch, son of Neriah, and while Jeremiah dictated all the words the Lord had spoken to him, Baruch wrote them on the scroll. Then Jeremiah told Baruch,
"I am restricted. I am not allowed to go to the Lord's temple. So you go to the house of the Lord on a day of fasting and read to the people from the scroll the words of the Lord that you wrote as I dictated. Read them to all the people of Judah who come in from their towns. Perhaps they will bring their petition before the Lord and will all turn from their wicked ways, for the anger and wrath pronounced against this people by the Lord are great."
Baruch, son of Neriah, did everything Jeremiah the prophet told him to do. At the Lord's temple, he read the words of the Lord from the scroll. In the ninth month of the fifth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, a time of fasting before the Lord was proclaimed for all the people in Jerusalem and those who had come from the towns of Judah. From the room of Gemariah, son of Shaphan, the secretary, which was in the upper courtyard at the entrance of the new gate of the temple, Baruch read to all the people at the Lord's temple the words of Jeremiah from the scroll. When Micaiah, son of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, heard all the words of the Lord from the scroll, he went down to the secretary's room in the royal palace, where all the officials were sitting. Elishama, the secretary, Deleah, son of Shemaiah, Elnathan, son of Achbor, Gemariah, son of Shaphan, Zedekiah, son of Hananiah, and all the other officials. After Micaiah told them everything he had heard Baruch read to the people from the scroll, all the officials sent Jeshudai, son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushai, to say to Baruch,
"Bring the scroll from which you have read to the people and come."
So Baruch, son of Neriah, went to them with the scroll in his hand. They said to him,
"Sit down, please, and read it to us."
So Baruch read it to them. When they heard all these words, they looked at each other in fear and said to Baruch,
"We must report all these words to the king."
Then they asked Baruch,
"Tell us, how did you come to write all this? Did Jeremiah dictate it?"
"Yes,"
Baruch replied.
"He dictated all these words to me, and I wrote them in ink on the scroll."
Then the officials said to Baruch,
"You and Jeremiah, go and hide. Don't let anyone know where you are."
After they put the scroll in the room of Elishama, the secretary, they went to the king in the courtyard and reported everything to him. king sent Jehudi to get the scroll, and Jehudi brought it from the room of Elishama, the secretary, and read it to the king and all the officials standing beside him. It was the ninth month, and the king was sitting in the winter apartment with a fire burning in the firepot in front of him. Whenever Jehudi had read three or four columns of the scroll, the king cut them off with a scribe's knife and threw them into the firepot until the entire scroll was burned in the fire. The king and all his attendants who heard all these words showed no fear, nor did they tear their clothes. Even though Elnathan, Delaiah, and Gemariah urged the king not to burn the scroll, he would not listen to them. Instead, the king commanded Jeremiel, a son of the king, Seraiah, son of Azrael, and Shelemiah, son of Abdiel, to arrest Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet. But the Lord had hidden them. After the king burned the scroll containing the words that Baruch had written at Jeremiah's dictation, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah.
Take another scroll and write on it all the words that were on the first scroll, which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, burned up. Also tell Jehoiakim, king of Judah, this is what the Lord says. You burned that scroll and said,
why did you write on it that the king of Babylon would certainly come and destroy this land and wipe from it both people and animals?
Therefore, this is what the Lord says about Jehoiakim, king of Judah. He will have no one to sit on the throne of David. His body will be thrown out and exposed to the heat by day and the frost by night. I will punish him and his children and his attendants for their wickedness. I will bring on them and those living in Jerusalem and the people of Judah every disaster I pronounced against them because they have not listened.
So Jeremiah took another scroll and gave it to the scribe Baruch, son of Neriah. And as Jeremiah dictated, Baruch wrote on it all the words of the scroll that Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire. And many similar words were added to them.
All right. That's our scripture reading for today. We read out of the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 34, 35, and chapter 36. May God bless those who heard and who have read his holy word. All right, y'all, it's prayer time now. It's prayer time. It's time to come to Jesus. It's come to Jesus time. It's time that we bring all our burdens to the Lord and leave him there. Come on, mama, daddy, sister, brother. Let's make our prayer circle this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you again for giving us another wonderful day. A day we did not earn, a day we did not merit, but it was by your amazing grace, dear God, that we have another day. And Lord, we just want to thank you for our country. Oh Lord, there's a lot of problems in our country, but Lord, we just thank you that things are as well as they are in our country. Lord, we want to lift up our president before you, dear God. We ask that you will surround him with godly men, godly women, dear God, that has your best interests at heart, that knows your will, so that your kingdom can come, that your will can be done right here on this earth, just like it is in heaven. Oh Lord, we pray that you'll protect our president from any hurt, harm, and danger. Protect his family as well, his wife and children. Lord, we pray, dear God, for all that are in authority. We pray for our senators, our congressmen. Lord, we pray for the governors. We pray for the mayors. We pray for the school superintendents, dear God, all that are in authority, dear God, even the Supreme Court, dear God. We pray that you will influence that Supreme Court, dear God, in such a way, dear God, that they will vote the way of the Lord, dear God, that they will pass laws and what have you, the way of the Lord. We pray for our Congress, dear God, that they would pass those laws, the way of the Lord. Lord, then we just want to pray for those that's on authority in our jobs, dear God. So touch in a mighty way. Lord, we pray for the sick. We pray for the feeble-minded. We pray for the weak, the needy. Lord, we pray for the orphanage, dear God, those who don't have mothers and fathers, dear God. We pray for those children, and we pray for our children today, dear God. We pray that you'll protect them as they go to school from any hurt, harm, and danger. Drive away evil from our schools and bring that which is good. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. All right, that's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We done sung our song. We done had our scripture. And we done prayed our prayer. And 9 o'clock on the wall, let's say, and that's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you so kindly for getting up early with us this morning. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you is our prayer. Let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the Word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. So in a minute or two, we're going to play an early morning sermon for you early birds this morning. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll be back again with Ghostbusters. Because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood. Somebody needs to say something about it. And then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. At 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackle. It's a radio drama, and it'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. Then at 12 o'clock, we missed any of these programs. Guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker. Tell somebody about us, because we are in your corner.